This is War by Lisa Roeker and Laura Roeker, narrated by Amanda Dolan. July 4th, 11:32 p.m. Willa Ames Rowan never thought she would die. She firmly believed white should be worn before Labor Day. Champagne was best enjoyed on an empty stomach, and sleep was for the weak. If it weren't for the inky black water tugging at her limbs, clawing its way into her mouth, she might have welcomed the dark solitude of Hawthorne Lake. She might have floated on her back, counting stars, dreaming about what it would be like to wake up next to her future husband, what it might be like to marry James Gregory. But not tonight. Tonight, Willa Ames Rowan was drowning. As luck would have it, she'd just read an article recounting a tsunami survivor's near-death experience in a tattered copy of Reader's Digest. This while waiting for her acupuncture appointment earlier in the week. Willa took comfort in the survivor's story because just before he passed out from lack of oxygen, he felt a moment of peace. He gave himself to the water, accepted his fate. So Willa knew she couldn't be dying because there was nothing peaceful about her struggle to determine which way was up, down, left, or right. The moment she went under, she decided to decline death's invitation, with the socially acceptable level of regret, of course. She knew enough to remain calm, tread water, backfloat until someone noticed she was missing. Contrary to her sister's judgy texts, Willa was a fighter. She would never let her life slip away in a Hallmark movie moment of blissful surrender. She'd only had a couple of drinks, but her head was cloudy and her limbs sluggish and heavy. She'd been raised on the water, boating trips, beach vacations, the club pool. She should have been above the surface.